The winner of the Democratic primary for governor is Christine Hallquist, the former CEO of the Vermont Electric Cooperative, and she joins me now in our VPR studios in Colchester. Christine, congratulations, and thank you for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me this morning.
Late night for you. You're feeling pretty good this morning, I imagine.
I'm feeling very good. I'm running on adrenaline.
Adrenaline this morning. Let's talk about some of the campaign issues that you did run on. You support a $15 minimum wage for Vermonters, paid family leave bills, Medicare for all. Those issues really seem to resonate with Democratic voters. Do you think they will help you in a wider contest, though, against Republican incumbent Governor Phil Scott in November?
Yes, I do. I actually, The point is that the middle class, the working class, hasn't received a wage in over 30 years, a wage increase. And that's most of Vermont. You know, I traveled all through Vermont the past couple of days, and rural Vermont is suffering. And coupled with that will be how to grow the economy to pay for these things. That's what a good leader does. A good leader has a vision that goes beyond the governor and beyond even the governor's lifetime.
You want to bring fiber optic cable to every home and business in Vermont, and some of those rural areas you're talking about could certainly use that as well. But you haven't said yet how you'd pay for that. Can you give us more details on that promise, which really has been so elusive to achieve for every governor in Vermont to this point?
Yeah, the key for this, though, is the model we're using is about a third the cost of what it's done for today. And we actually have companies like EC Fiber and Waitsfield Telecom and VTEL that are putting fiber out even with the expensive model. So once you cut that cost, you can do it in areas a third the density of Vermont, and it pays for itself through the tariffs that are charged for the data passing through it.
Phil Scott lost some support among Republicans who were angry that he signed some gun control legislation into law, but you seem to agree with him on the issue of gun control. I think you've gone even a bit further by saying you would support a ban on some assault-style weapons in Vermont. Given that you can't really draw in those Republicans who Scott lost on gun control by being against it yourself, how will you try to attract voters who may have split with the governor over that particular issue?
You know, I would encourage, I think you're going to find that our policies are pretty close on that. So look beyond that and look what we're going to do for Vermonters. That's kind of, I'll call that kind of a null set between the two of us, you know, because it could, because I also want to compliment the governor for his courage in signing those bills.
Would you support a tax and regulate model for marijuana in Vermont?
Yes, we have to move to that as quickly as possible. And the reason is because we have a serious safety issue right now. You know, marijuana comes into the state, you don't know where it's coming from. People need to know where it's come from. They need to know that it's regulated. They need to know that it's safe.
Christine Hallquist, your candidacy is garnering national attention, as you know, because if you win in November, you would become the nation's first elected transgender governor. In fact, you are the first openly transgender person who's been nominated by a major party to be governor. Vermonters are more familiar with this story, but how big an issue do you think this will be for Vermonters when they cast their votes in November?
I think it's already proven not to be an issue at all. Again, I travel all throughout the state. I was up in Brighton yesterday. You know, and people are supporting the work I do and the work we do based on the issues.
What do you think about it when you're asked nationally about being a transgender candidate, the first openly transgender candidate for governor?
I'm proud and honored to be making history. I call it we're going to continue to take steps to expand the country's moral compass.
Christine Hallquist is the Democratic candidate for governor of Vermont. Thank you so much for the time today.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.